Welcome to Genuinely Janelle. I'm your host, Janelle Ronquillo, and I'm excited to invite you into the heart and soul of my world through this podcast. Get ready for a roller coaster of genuine, open, and super transparent storytelling about my life. As we dive into each episode, we won't just skim the surface. We're going deep into the nooks and crannies of my heart, mind, and soul. I'm spilling the tea, giving you an insider's look, and sharing how I navigate life. But here's the exciting twist. This podcast isn't just about me. It's a journey we're taking together. By tuning in, you're not just a listener. You're part of a movement. I hope that as I share my story, it lights a spark in your soul. I want you to feel inspired to find your voice, embrace your story, and unleash the courage within. So are you ready to be genuinely you? Let's embark on this adventure together. Hello. I don't know why I'm nervous, but we're just gonna go with the flow of today. It's 11:49 p.m. and I think I'm a little hyper from the coffee that I drink, but I also can't be loud because my family members are sleeping, so I don't know how this is gonna work. We'll just see what happens. Anyways, if you're new to my podcast, welcome to the first episode of my relaunch. And if you've been with me since my very first episode, thank you so much for your patience with me, because the last episode I published was on December 21, 2021. So literally about 2 years ago was the last time I published an episode. I guess a question that some people may be wondering, may not be wondering, but it's low-key an elephant in the room is, why has there been a hiatus? It's just that life has been lifing. I had too much going on, and in the typical Janelle fashion, I tend to put myself last. More specifically, last year in 2023, I began graduate school. From the beginning of January to the end of November, mid-December, I was taking classes. I was a full-time graduate student while also a full-time nonprofit professional, balancing my roles and responsibilities at home as the eldest child, as a dog mom, in addition to making time for my own romantic relationship with my partner. And then whatever little time I had left, I would try to dedicate some time for myself. But oftentimes, I would just be so exhausted that I didn't have any capacity, whether it's mental or creative, to record a podcast or to edit a video or write a blog post. And then for 2022, I don't remember what happened in 2022. All I know, or from what I can remember, is that I was exhausted. I feel like these past 2 years, I've just been so exhausted, but I feel like I'm just getting ahead of myself. So let me just kind of backtrack a little bit. If you're new to this podcast, I guess a little context to share is every year since 2018, I would create a theme, like a yearly theme, where I would kind of use it as a mantra to guide me for that entirety of the year. So some of the themes that I had in the past were the year of alignment and intentionality, the year of power moves, the year of harvest and restoration. Last year, specifically in 2023, my theme was the year of sacred rest. I personally thought that 2023 was going to be the year that I would rest a lot. I thought that this was going to be the year where I felt the most relaxed, recharged, rested. I naively thought that I was going to be sleeping more than I usually do. As each day passed, as each week passed, as each month passed, I started recognizing how exhausted I was. And through therapy, as well as reading some books, I realized that last year, the year of sacred rest, wasn't meant for me to rest. It was meant for me to understand how sacred rest truly is to my body, how much I needed it. Last year, I realized that all the things that I've been doing, as great as they were not sustainable. What was the point of it all if at the end of the day I just felt so exhausted. I wasn't resting as much as I thought I was. I wasn't resting as much as I needed to, and the lack of rest was taking a huge toll on me. I realized there are different areas of rest that I'm lacking. Now that I'm aware of it, I wanted to enter 2024 being okay with resting. My theme for this year is the year of holistic healing. Because of my lack of rest, I was losing my whole self in the process. This year, I really want to focus on building upon what I was learning and becoming self-aware of in 2023, and really figuring out what types of practices of well-being can I utilize in my life in a sustainable way. I chose to focus on holistic healing and holistic health because I want to focus more on a lifestyle rather than having my life be built around just one aspect of fitness or one aspect of health. In 2024, I really want to focus on the 8 dimensions of wellness, which are emotional, ecological, financial, intellectual, occupational, physical, social, and spiritual. As you can see with these 8 dimensions, it focuses on a lot of the aspects of my life that I'm already kind of active in, but then also areas that I know I need to improve upon, like my finances, for example. But that's for another story. I know that life is a hustle, and I know that some aspect of me won't be able to fully let go of the hustle aspect or that hustler characteristic. But this time around, I really want to focus on balancing my health and balancing my well-being, balancing my rest, so that I'm not operating in a way where I constantly feel exhausted. I'm excited to share about this journey as we go deeper into this year, but for now, that's all I really wanted to share with you all. Just kind of giving a little mini life update, sharing what I've been up to, but then also kind of sharing my intentions for this year. And speaking of intentions, with the relaunch of my YouTube channel, blog, and podcast, this year I intend to publish more content, to share more stories, to dive deeper into these creative spaces as a form of creative rest. I'm not going to have a consistent publishing schedule. I'm going to be operating kind of the same like how I usually do. I'm posting whenever I feel like it or whenever I'm done creating something. And personally, I know I'm not going to have fun if I set deadlines for myself, because it's just going to feel like homework. And I already have enough homework and enough readings to be doing that the last thing I want to do is have this creative space become work, or have this creative space become a chore or a task that needs to be checked off the list. So just know that when I publish something, I will announce it the day of, or maybe the day before, but I'm not going to be creating an official schedule where there's an expectation of me publishing things at a certain consistency level or at a certain time. Just know that I'm going to be showing up more often, creatively, but a little differently. I'm curious to know what your theme or what your intention is, and even if you don't have one, that's perfectly okay. I just truly hope that this year is a transformative year for you. And if you need someone to be a sounding board, to hold you accountable, or to cheer you on, just know that you could reach out to me and I'll be here. A big shout out and virtual hug to you for tuning in today. The fun doesn't stop here. Get ready for more stories coming your way soon. Stay tuned for the next episode, and if you want to keep up with my adventures, feel free to follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube.